Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God loved the world so that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Selected readings from Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. When the Lord God made the heaven and the earth, and no shrub of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground, but streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. The Lord formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. And then God speaks to Job. "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set, or who laid its cornerstone, while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Son of righteousness, we praise you for rising with healing in your wings, in our lives, and your whole creation. Amen. The great classical composer and conductor, Leonard Bernstein, reflects that whenever he would work musically with anything that involved the text, the scriptural text, about creation that included the words, "and God said," he said that it equally could be rendered, and he thought probably more aptly rendered, "and God sang." Because the Hebrew word literally means to lift up the voice, as in song. God said, God sang, "Let there be." And then we have, as Job records, more lifting up of the voice. Morning stars sing. They respond by singing. They cry out. And angels, or sons of God, shout. Consider this with me this morning. Consider the act of creation. Creation itself, that activity that we just recounted, as an act of worship, an act of ancient future worship. Job's account may be, and other biblical scholars, not other biblical scholars, I am not a biblical scholar, any biblical scholar here that can show me an earlier record of worship, I'd love to see it. This was the earliest one I can find. Jesus as ancient future worship leader, Jesus as Logos, begins to sing these things into existence. I think Calvin Miller got it right. In the beginning was the song of love. Alone in empty nothingness and space, it sang itself through vaulted halls above, reached out and touched the Father's face. And as we talked about this perichoretic dance that's going on, Jesus as ancient future worship leader, him of whom it was prophesied, "I will tell your name to my brothers and sisters. I will praise you in the midst of the congregation." And I think what's happening in creation is that that which is being called forth at the very beginning, is being swept up into what's going on in the heavenly realm, what's gone on since the eternal ages of ages inside the Godhead. That incredible, lovely worship. Now, the angels continued doing something that they probably had been doing since forever. They sang, they joined in that song. But they were doing it in contemplation of new things. If you've ever heard Harold Best talk about this, it's amazing. He said, think about a time before there were stars, before there were planets and moons. Think about a time before there were oceans, before there were seahorses and octopus and every kind of creature, before there was a human being, before there was a woman, a man, with the human eye, all the intricacies of the brain and all of the organs. Think about the heavenly host seeing these things which had never before been imagined before God imagined them. And they'd never before existed before he sang them into existence. Think about the oohs and ahs that were going on as they responded to what they were seeing, as they were being swept up into this worship going on among the Godhead. And then all of a sudden, there were newly created entities with their elemental spirits. These things are alive. These things are not just benign. These things are alive, and they couldn't help but respond as well. Even the stars that were coming into the being for the first time joined in the song. Science tells us that stars do sing. Each one emits a resonant frequency. And because of their different sizes, different types of them, they emit different resonant frequencies. So there was harmony going on at the very beginning. The newly existing creatures joined in with what the angels were doing. And worship happened there. Three elements. I said I wanted us to learn what we could learn about that first worship service, or that earliest worship service that perhaps we have on record. I think there are three things we can observe that are useful for us. One, there is a congregating or a gathering, just like we've done this morning. We congregate. Then there is a contemplation of what God is doing. And then we cannot help but commingle our voices in response.